Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest running podcast, now in our 16th year. This week we feature a discussion with Brooke Fiamara, the co-founder and chief operating officer of Optics, on how her company is streamlining the use and effectiveness of casino data. The GGB podcast is brought to you by iGamingPlayer.com, where you can acquire profitable, quality players for your land-based and online casinos, poker rooms, and sportsbooks. To learn more, visit iGamingPlayer.com. When Brooke Fiamara was working as a casino executive for Station Casinos or Warner Gaming, she was frequently frustrated by the inability of casino operators to effectively use the data they collect for the good of their customers and the gaming enterprise. But it was that experience that caused her to create Optics, a company that has figured out the secret sauce when it comes to interpreting and implementing effective plans based on that data. The Optics systems improve player development and operational management by allowing operators to make real-time, data-driven decisions that improve profitability and player loyalty. Fiamara spoke with me at the Optics offices in Las Vegas in November. Fiamara, thanks for joining us on the podcast today. It's good to see you. I like people who have gone from the operation side to the techie side and the supplier side. And why don't you just start and give us a little background on what you've done on the operating side, and then what really made you form your own company here that has all this great technology.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's been a wild ride of a career for sure. I started in marketing. Well, let's back up. I started in the industry as a lifeguard.
Okay.
Station Casinos, okay. Green Valley Ranch. And from there, I was still in college and I moved into the spa. And when I graduated, I was like, well, you know, maybe I should look at jobs in marketing.
Right.
I didn't really know what that meant, but like, oh, I'll see what's on the job board. And there happened to be a marketing coordinator role for Fiesta Henderson. So I applied for it, got the job, and I spent maybe 3 months in that role, and I was bored. Man, I was bored.
Lifeguard is much more interesting than that, right?
Much more. Yeah, I mean, I didn't realize that being a marketing coordinator meant you were cutting coupons,
sure, right,
queuing lines for gift days, yeah. And you know, all that was fine. It was really fun.
Right.
But I was just bored. And so pretty quickly, I was ready for more responsibility and more work. And so I looked for promotion opportunities, moved into marketing manager role, then moved into, I think I went to corporate database after that, because I really wanted to understand, how does all this stuff work on the back end?
Right.
How do we know who to give offers to? So I moved over into database marketing and spent quite a bit of time there really understanding how, the casino marketing world works. Mm-hmm. And then from there, I moved into a director role. Mm-hmm. And then I think I moved to a different property in a director role. And then I moved to Red Rock as a director of marketing and then was given GVR as well.
Okay.
And then from there, I went to Warner Gaming, where I opened three properties, ran marketing for, at one point, I think seven casinos,
okay,
both tribal and non-tribal. And that was just such an incredible experience because I really got to understand the difference between markets and the difference between, the different ways of doing business. And that was a lot of fun. But through that time, you know, I was responsible for finding technology that my properties could use to make their job easier, to really help them understand their business better and to create accountability around, you know, different aspects of marketing. And I couldn't find anything. So we started developing something in-house. And, you know, after talking with our owner, it was just like, listen, maybe there's an opportunity here to build something that would work for everyone. If it works for our properties, this is something that there's a need for.
Sure.
So about a year ago now, a year and a half, I guess, at this point, we started Optics, and it's been, you know, just the absolute best professional 16-ish months of my life. Mm-hmm. So it's been really fun.
Well, it's always good to be an entrepreneur and really control your own destiny, basically.
get scary, yes, but also very fun. Yes.
No question. So, you know, the analytics is the buzzword in the industry for the past few years. You know, I mean, you know, there's been a lot of companies that have come in and sometimes they flame out. Sometimes they do very well. But so there's a lot of CMS programs out there. What, you know, where did you think they were falling short in terms of your operating career?
Yeah, so there are a lot of systems, mm-hmm. and each system does maybe one thing, right? But in order to truly run a property, you don't need just one thing. You need something that creates efficiency, but you also need something that gives people access to data, not mm-hmm. just access, right? You need to know what to do with that data. And by the time, you know, you're a casino and you figure out all the pieces to that puzzle and you buy, you know, the five different systems, you've now invested a whole lot of money in something that really doesn't give you, you know, complete autonomy across all the systems. You've got to log out of one and log into another to answer a question.
Right.
We wanted to solve that. We wanted one platform for the property that helps all types of operators and all types of users within each department do their job better.
Yeah. So you're just tell us about your platform then, how it works.
Sure. Yeah. So Optix is it's a modern tool for analyzing data from all of your existing systems using sophisticated data modeling to provide the insights and recommendations for players and for properties. And so Optix contains features that are designed for multiple different users within departments. And so depending on who you are and what your role is with the property, the way that you use Optix and find value in Optix might be different than somebody else. And so what I mean by that is, you know, one person might use Optix because it just makes their job more efficient. They can do a lot faster. They can create a better guest experience. But another user might use Optix because they don't have time to dig into 100 reports to understand and monitor their business.
Right.
So they use Optix to just pull you know, the important KPIs to the surface, they can monitor and see exactly what they need to see and pay attention to what, you know, is important.
Right.
And take action on if they need to.
Sure, right.
And then I think you have those other users that are, you know, really curious. And, you know, Optix is a tool that you can get into the weeds and you can drill down into the details. And sometimes the devil is in the details. So when you have, you know, a KPI or an insight that's telling you your business is trending one way or another, or a player is trending one way or another, you can drill all the way down into the details and find out all the information that you need in one spot without having to leave the platform.
So your platform then gathers data from all the systems that the casino has installed?
That's exactly right. We sit on top of all of the existing systems, all of the existing infrastructure. We pull all the data into one spot, and then we use that data to provide various insights, analytics, and views of the business, oftentimes that, you know, in ways that operators have never even seen before.
Okay. So how does Optix generate strategies and things like that? I mean, do they actually, you know, suggest action, things that you can do to improve your operations? How does that work?
That's right. So we have invested a lot of R&D and put a lot of effort into the data science behind Optix and the recommendations that we'll make out of the platform. And it was really important to us to do two things out of the gate. The first was that, listen, at the end of the day, operators, you know, have the way that they're going to do business. And we don't ever want to tell somebody how to run their business.
Right.
We want to help them run it better. So out of the gate, we do that.
Right.
But we also wanted to use their data in a different way than they're used to using it and provide those recommendations using data modeling, advanced analytics, you know, machine learning type things, models to really drive strategy and recommendations. And as an operator, you can look at it and you can say, okay, I agree. That's really interesting. Let me take action on that. And we'll measure that action for you and tell you that, you know, hey, this worked or it didn't. But you can also just kind of keep it running in the background and then, you know, check in on it, you know, if you're just not quite sure.
Right.
And let us tell you how it would have performed. So it's really interesting and we're really excited about the way we're thinking about the data. And, you know, we're putting the team together to really create something that doesn't exist in the industry today.
Okay. So how do casino executives access this data, these suggestions?
Just right in the platform. So Optix, yeah. It's a cloud-based solution. Mm-hmm. It's a subscription model. So you sign up for Optix, mm-hmm. and once we're up and running with your property, you log in either on your mobile phone or on your computer desktop. And we've got a dashboard right there that's mm-hmm. going to give you all of your KPIs, what your trends, things right. you need to see. And then we've got a place in the application where it's recommending and creating action tasks.
Sure, right, right.
Based on the data.
So I guess it's up to the individual casino then to who's allowed to take that action, right?
That's exactly yeah. right. So you're going to want to set business rules and parameters right. about who's being assigned tasks. Mm-hmm. What the parameters and rules around task assignment are, right? Because one casino, a threshold for a high value player might be, $1,500 or $2,000. Right. Whereas at a different casino, the threshold's, $200.
Right.
And Optix is flexible enough to allow operators to decide what the parameters are and what the thresholds are that drive the recommendations.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. I see that. So, I notice in your printed material you make a differentiation between a hosted player and an unhosted player. Obviously, hosted players are the most important players because they drive the most revenue. But are you saying that there's a lot of revenue that casinos are missing by not really paying attention to the unhosted player?
Yeah, we kind of have this philosophy that every player is hosted in right. Optix because mm-hmm. it is constantly looking at your database and finding low hanging fruit. Even if the player isn't coded. And I think that's important because coding is manual, right? Right? So you have to set up a policy or mm-hmm. parameters around who can or cannot be host coded. And then, you have to have practices in place to actually get them coded. And then the host can start building a relationship. But there's, tens of thousands of people in a database right. that kind of come in and go out and mm-hmm. ebb and flow in terms of play patterns. And Optix can identify them and just serve them right up to right. the host to say, yeah. hey, even though this person isn't coded to you, they're important. They're right. they're high value players.
They have the potential to be important.
Or they have potential. Yeah. yeah. Maybe you aren't getting your fair share of their wallet.
Okay.
So here's an opportunity.
Right. And I guess you also differentiate. You get all the data from the players club, so I guess you know what this player has done, before he even gets to that possibility of advancement there.
Exactly. So we know exactly we know everything about that player, at least that the casino knows.
Right.
But we also aggregate it into one view and can make recommendations that to even just a report, right?
Right.
You're running it one static view of something of your database.
Mm-hmm.
It can't pick up, all the trends over a lifetime of a player.
Right, right.
And those are important. Those
right. Oh, sure, absolutely.
Matter.
So, the bottom line here is how are you going to comp your players? I mean, you're going to give them cash back. You're going to give them a buffet or whatever, But, most of that is usually dependent on the theoreticals, mm-hmm. sometimes, a player loses a lot of money and you can't comp him as much because his theo isn't up there. I mean, is this system flexible enough that the casino can make a decision on, one day this guy loses a lot of money, but his theos aren't up there. Let's give him dinner or something like that.
This is such a great question. And it's something we thought about a lot. I mean, I know we're sitting in here and you sure. can see all these fun stickies
yes.
and features on our whiteboard, but comping is so interesting because the limitations of current systems require users to do math on whatever the policy is,
right?
Right? So if you said it's 10% of theo over the last 90 days,
right.
okay, well, a host or anyone who's issuing the comp mm-hmm. can typically look at their 90-day plans, all right, 10% of that is X, you qualify for Y. But it's just not that black and white.
Yeah.
And, unfortunately, it causes a lot of, at least for me, when I was running properties, comp exceptions mm-hmm. were a constant struggle. Why did you make this decision?
Right.
Well, just
sure,
like you
right.
said, that was a quick loss.
Yeah.
So the great thing about Optix, and it was one of the first things we wanted to tackle, was we are going to allow operators to build as complex of a comp policy as they want,
mm-hmm.
and a user will never have to do math. Optics right. is just going to red light or green light the decision for you, and you can go on and issue the comp in your normal course of business. And so some scenarios that you can execute effortlessly in Optics would be, you could say for a player who has a 90-day Theo or actual greater than $50,000 in the last 90 days,
mm-hmm.
we'll give them 5% back. But if your loss is greater than $100,000, we'll give you 10% back. But if your lifetime value is X, we'll give you 8% of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could put in, you know, qualifiers that say if your margin is below, 50%,
mm-hmm.
you don't even qualify for a comp. We're not giving anyone a comp who doesn't have a margin above 50%.
Yeah.
And all of those types of business rules would be impossible to calculate on the fly.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to, just to even get a player's margin over three different time periods would take you,
right.
you know, 30 minutes. So with Optics, you can build as many rules as you want and using as many terms and markets and parameters, and Optics is going to calculate it and help your team make the right decision mm-hmm. for the player.
Right. But at the same time, you know, we have a guy who wrote us a column for, and it'll be in our January issue, but he argues that you gotta be really flexible. I mean, like I say, this guy that comes in and loses a lot of money, you know, much more than he usually loses, and then you say, well, I can't give you a comp because the machine tells me mm-hmm. I can't, you know, and that you're gonna chase that player away, basically, you know, for the cost of a dinner or something.
I agree with this 100%. And so even if Optics flags the decision as an exception.
Yeah.
The user, you know, this is where the human element comes
sure,
in, and no
course,
machine
yeah.
can ever
yeah.
replace that. Mm-hmm. You know, the human has to say, this player just lost $100,000. I don't care what the comp policy says. It's the right decision for the business.
Sure, right.
And so you can just continue to proceed with that comp. You're going to put in your reason, $100,000 loss on today. Want to keep him in action. And Optics is going to send that right to your manager and say, hey, this did exceed the policy. You will, you know, expect right. to see this on the report, but here's why.
Yeah.
And so never want to stop, you know, a team member or a host from making a good business decision.
Sure. Right.
But what you want to be able to do is understand when they're making, you know, not the best business decisions
mm-hmm.
and be able to coach them up on how to do things differently.
Sure.
And we bring all of that to the surface
okay.
in one spot.
Okay. iGamingPlayer.com was one of the first fully licensed affiliates in the New Jersey market. Through partnerships with all the major online casino, poker, and sports betting websites, iGamingPlayer has become one of the most trusted places where players visit before deciding where to gamble online. iGamingPlayer offers reviews of the online gaming sites, advice about how to play the games, odds and opinions on sports betting, and much more. Soon to be licensed in Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Michigan, iGamingPlayer.com can make the difference between success and failure for new online casino, poker, or sports betting websites. For information on how to work with iGamingPlayer, visit iGamingPlayer.com. Now back to our podcast. Well, the human element is very important here. So how do you train, you know, the casino employees to use Optics?
So we have an incredible vice president of customer success. He comes from player development, started as a host. He spent his entire career running all different size PD programs from single property to enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
And he has just the best understanding of the job. And I think that's really important because if you're asking a host to use a new tool,
mm-hmm.
especially, you know, some hosts are really tech savvy and some are not.
Right.
And the feedback we've gotten from our clients has always been like, listen, I cannot believe how easy this is to use.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been so afraid to use new tools.
Sure.
But I can access this information that I need to do my job in two clicks. And Paul works with the property directly. He works directly with the host. You know, this isn't a train the trainer. He's on property with the team,
mm-hmm.
making sure that they're able to use the product.
Okay.
And if they have questions,
mm-hmm.
he's right there. So
okay.
he's amazing at it.
Okay. So I'll give you a little suggestion here. If you're going to do an event, and obviously you're not going to invite your whole database. Does Optic tell you, this is the cutoff that you invite that group of people higher, than the cutoff?
It will.
Yeah.
So we are absolutely, thinking about events and campaign management and how to use our advanced data modeling to help drive recommendations on who should be invited to what event based on even their preferences, right?
Sure,
if you invite, Susie Smith to a slot tournament, over the last year you've invited her to 10, she never attends, we're probably going to stop inviting Susie Smith to slot tournaments, and instead we're going to recommend that you invite Susie Smith to a golf tournament because that's what she really likes.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, so, if somebody's a football fan, you invite them to a Super Bowl party rather than, rather than a slot tournament.
Yeah, or maybe, exactly, and maybe if they don't necessarily meet the minimum criteria, over the course of a 90-day period or whatever the time parameters are, but that player has shown potential to really play up, and we know that they like slot tournaments, we know that they like golf, well, that's an opportunity because you know that they have more wallet to spend, even though they don't spend it on a consistent basis, and you know their preference. So if you're inviting them to something that you know that they like, you have a really high likelihood of driving an incremental trip. And the same goes for relationship play. And I think this is really important because it's hard to do right now without a tool. When you look at husbands and wives or neighbors or just friends who always play together, there are situations where the husband or the wife or the friend doesn't play to the level of the other player. And the other player is the one who's getting invited to all these events. But what Optix knows is that, hey, if you invite this other person, even though they don't meet the criteria, that's an opportunity to get an incremental trip out of two people.
Okay. So. Okay. Yeah, that makes some sense. So, I always am interested, as a marketing person, you're very creative. You think about different ways to do things. But when you combine that with technology, you got the technology dweeb. So how did you combine your creativity on the marketing side with the technology, and how did you end up building the Optix platform?
Yeah, so the technology side of this business is somewhat new.
Mm-hmm.
I've never developed software.
Sure.
I don't want to develop software.
Right.
What I do want to do is build a best-in-class team, grab the best developers in the business, find the best data scientists, and help drive them to a technology platform that is designed from the operator's perspective first.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want our technology team driving the feature.
Right.
I want the operators driving the feature and exactly what they need to see and how they need to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that has fared really well for Optix. I think not having a technology background, I just throw out an idea or a feature to the team and the requirements, and I have no idea if it's hard or easy or what. I don't really care.
Sure, right.
All I want is the right answer.
Yeah.
And if I think technologists might look at a feature and try to figure out the easiest way to get there, or the path of least resistance. And, I just don't think that way because I just don't have that perspective.
Right.
So I think ultimately you end up with a better product that way.
Okay.
In terms of creativity, I think I've always been a marketer that has been more on the data side than on the creative side.
Okay.
I wouldn't necessarily consider myself the most creative person, but it is fun to design a product and make sure that it looks as pretty as it works.
Sure. Well, designing campaigns, I think, is very creative. So I think
that's a good point.
The people you're developing this for, I think are going to be creative as well as be able to draw from the technology that you're developing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think for me, I want our users to look at Optix and think okay, wow, this is familiar. It's modern. It's easy. It's seamless. And, I've looked at, we all use different technology platforms, and some of them are just not fun to use.
Sure, right.
And I want Optix to be fun to use.
Okay, great. So what has been the feedback of your clients so far?
Oh, gosh. We have, been told that, Optix makes, hold on, let me pull these up. I have a whole feedback thing because... I am terrible at remembering. Okay. All right, we're right. Okay, so we've been told by our users that, you know, various things, but, you know, making decisions on comps has become so much more efficient, streamlined with optics. It saves them an enormous amount of time, and everything is already calculated, and it shows them exactly what they can and can't do within reason, right? To the point of our previous conversation, yes, there's always going to be a gray area, and you got to make the decision. You know, we have our beta client who's been with us since inception, and they, you know, recognize that optics has quickly evolved into becoming the best platform that they've ever used. And I think that is really exciting for us because we've only been around a little over a year. And we're moving fast, and we are committed to building, you know, the best in class system. You know, we want to be the new standard for the industry, and we're well on that path. And we also hear, you know, things like, I've just never witnessed my team members so engaged in a platform. It really does help them day to day. And that's exactly what we wanted to do. So getting that type of feedback is just really encouraging. And we're so excited for the future.
So is this a scalable product that, you know, you can sell it to a small tribal casino versus a big integrated resort?
It is. So we have built optics in a way that is so flexible that it can work for, you know, the smallest of properties with the, you know, most basic of needs. Or it can work for your large enterprise corporations that have, you know, tons of systems and overly complicated processes. We make all of that easier. And so, yeah, it's built for all types of properties, for sure.
Okay, great. So you mentioned you launched this company about a year and a half ago, and then boom, the pandemic hit. So what has that had impact on your company?
It's been really interesting because for us, the pandemic really didn't change much because we are in a development phase. You know, we're growing like crazy. The pandemic almost sped that up for us because here's a time where, you know, properties are not really focused on buying new technology. They're more focused on just running their properties or shutting them down and reopening. And so for us, it was a time to put our foot on the gas and continue to produce new features and new functionality and use this time to build a great platform that we can sell. So the only thing that really changed for us was we no longer got to be in the office together. You know, we're all working from home. But outside of that, the pandemic has been just a time of acceleration. I mean, it feels like every week we've got a new team member starting. So
great. So what are your plans for the next year or so?
So we've been really focused for the last year and a half on getting the product right. So this has not been about, you know, rushing out and getting as many clients as possible. It's about building the best product possible that will, you know, really stick and make customers happy. I think in the next year, we'll start to grow on the sales side. We'll start to really get more in front of the market with what we're doing and how we're doing it. But also developing like crazy. I mean, I don't see us slowing down on development for the next 5 years at least. I mean, you see. It's been a really fast-paced year, and I just continue to see us growing not only on development, but on the customer side as well.
Well, Brooke, it's an exciting time for your company, and you know, if this really works, I think it can really change the industry. So congratulations on getting this underway, and we'll stay in touch and make sure that, you know, whenever things happen, you sell some systems, and, you know, we'll talk to the your clients and see how it's working for them.
That would be great. We would love that. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm down in the trench. I'd be a hero. Hope you enjoyed this week's podcast brought to you by iGamingPlayer.com, where you can acquire profitable, quality players for your land-based and online casinos, poker rooms, and sportsbooks. To learn more, visit iGamingPlayer.com. To learn more about cutting-edge technology in the gaming industry, visit ggbmagazine.com. To get all the news of the gaming industry, particularly of the coronavirus situation and its impact on gaming, including daily updates, subscribe for free at ggbnews.com by using the code GGB180.
Don't miss a single episode of the podcast. Subscribe on iTunes and Spotify today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB Podcast.